works all right. Let's see. I'll just watch this for a minute. When you would you tell me something about the things that you use to season food with? Anything that you keep on the table?
Let me see now if I can get that up. Season food with.
Yes, anything that you.
You mean the eatable food or putting up food?
No, just on the table. Anything that you keep now or used to keep on the table. I think you said you had a molasses stand.
That's right. I don't have it now, but I did have it years ago. Now here's why I don't have it. You can't buy the pure sorghum or the ever. That's one reason why we don't have that stand to use. All we use the field. I don't know what we did with it. You know, you could just put your hand on it and press the top down like and pull your molasses out. Such things as that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to raise the sorghum. I've raised it since we've been married.
I see.
Sorghum molasses.
Uh-huh.
But it's been a number of years ago.
And how about anything else you
kept,
put on
we would put them up. When they go to the mill and grind this sorghum, make this molasses, we'd put them up in gallon buckets, and then again we'd use 5 gallon, we call them kegs.
Mm-hmm.
5 gallon kegs, put 5 gallon in. Then my dad, way years ago, before I married, we used to raise a large crop of sorghum, and they would go to sugar, and there would be a 50-gallon barrel. He'd knock the head out of it, you know, and sit in there, knock the bottom, and set it up, and just go there and dip them and put them on the stove, you know, and some containers and melt them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he'd have to do. That was way before we...
When you had the molasses in a cake, how did you get the molasses out? Did you have one of those?
Had a... Well, I tell you where it was. It is a hole bored in that cake, made in that cake, something like that big around. And they would... when you buy that cake, it was a wedge, you might say, sold out, you know, to fit this hole in there. And then molasses went in, you'd pour them in there out of that gallon bucket and pour them into that cave. That's what we used, and then we used the 50-gallon barrel to put molasses in.
Did you ever have something you could turn off and on, stuck in the barrel?
No, not in the barrel.
Right.
Making of that sorghum, you had something you could turn off. Then you had to use that stopper around that pan, we called it. In that pan, you know, it had every... When they would turn on the water before you'd go to make the sorghum, and as you would run it out and they would wash that... you would wash... They would wash that... I call it in a minute, pan out. And it had, everyone had a, on that pan, there's 8 or 10 of this, about this wide. And it would, in running that water out, you'd have to put down that pan, put a fire, you would run that water out. As it would run out, and the horses turning, grinding, that's all, you know, and it would run through a mill, and then it would, they had a pipe about that big around, connected from that mill out there with a lever and horses pulling around, you know.